You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB are setting up a campaign group for 18 to 27-year-olds based in Yorkshire and the Humber. It will be both in person and online to discuss campaigning and plan joint action. And we're joined today by RNIB Assistant Campaigns Officer Ross Meegan to learn more about this new group. Hi Ross, so why are RNIB setting up the group in Yorkshire and the Humber?
I'm biased, but speaking as a Yorkshireman, because obviously it's the best county in the country. No, obviously Yorkshire is an area of the country that RNIB has had a strong connection with people of that age range in the past. The Connect team in particular have had sort of youth social and peer support groups that have been running for a long time. And as the policy and campaigns team, we're sort of really keen to engage more with people of that age range and form a community of people with a passion for campaigning who want to get involved to create change in their local area and nationally. And so we're looking to start this group, as you said, that 18 to 27 year olds in the Yorkshire region, more as a pilot really. If it's something that goes well and we get a lot of interest in, we'll obviously look to sort of expand that at a later date. But yeah, we're just really keen to engage young people more in campaigning. You know, listeners might be aware of the Haggai group that has been running for many years in Scotland very successfully. And, you know, if we can even have half as much engagement as that, then I think it'll be a sort of a fantastic initiative for the young people of Yorkshire.
And what kind of things will the meetings include, and what are some of the campaigns that they might be working on?
So in terms of the meetings, initially we're intending for the group to meet monthly online via Microsoft Teams, but also with in-person meetings that will be every 3 or 4 months in Leeds. And at those meetings, we'll talk about campaign priorities and plan what campaign actions the group could get involved with. And in terms of what issues the group would campaign on, we're really keen for it to be led by the young people themselves. Obviously, being the policy and campaigns team, we have a lot of experience and expertise that we can offer in a supportive capacity, and we can also provide resources too, but we're really keen for, you know, the group to campaign on the issues that are important to them, whether it be things like accessible voting or employment or accessible streets or whatever it might be. We're really keen for the group to be led by the young blind and partially sighted people, and for them to plan and deliver campaigns on the subjects that they're passionate about. It's sort of a way as well to learn about campaigning. People who are at a younger age, they might not have had any experience of campaigning in the past. So, you know, whether somebody has had campaign experience or if it's a completely new thing to them, we're really keen to get people on board regardless and, yeah, give people some experience and skills of campaigning that will hopefully stick with them for many years.
Why would you encourage people to join the group?
First and foremost, it's fantastic for decision makers, MPs or councillors or people at organisations to hear from young blind and partially sighted people. Historically, it's perhaps not an age range that MPs or councillors are as used to hearing from. So I myself am in that 18 to 27 age range, and thinking back to my first experience of interacting with an MP or a councillor, it can be something that can seem quite daunting at first, but, you know, once you have that initial interaction, you sort of realise almost that, you know, just like any other person, and it's a bit more accessible reaching out to your MP than you would have otherwise realised. There'll also be opportunities for the young people to be involved with RNIB campaign actions as well. And overall, you know, whether it be, you know, interacting with an MP or being involved in a campaign action or planning a campaign, it's just really good experience in terms of planning and delivering campaigns. I think historically in the past, there's perhaps been a barrier for young people involved in terms of worrying about whether the involvement will be accessible and whether they'll come across other people of their age range. I know that certainly that used to be a barrier for myself in the past, but one of the things we're sort of really hoping to develop is sort of a community of almost change makers and campaigners who can hopefully build connections and friendships around the group and use the group as a way to plan joint action and pursue the campaign activities and subjects that are really important to them.
And where can people learn more to join the group and stay updated with everything that's happening?
The first meeting of the group is going to be on the 8th of August at 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And the first in-person session of the group will be on the 12th of August at 10:30 a.m. in Leeds. To find out more information and, you know, register interest in coming along to either or both of those meetings. People can email us at campaigns@rnib.org.uk, or if you'd rather call, give the helpline a ring on 0303 123 9999 and ask for the campaigns team. So to keep up to date with us more generally, we can be followed on Twitter using the handle RNIB_campaigns as well.
Well, thank you so much, RNIB Assistant Campaigns Officer Ross Meegan, for telling us about this very exciting young people's group starting in Yorkshire.
Thank you.